0973-744-445. Remember, One Love Radio.
Radio.
Kusanika inyali ya mtemo wa kwalesa, musumba onse no kushilapo.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Minister of Health revokes board appointment and suspends key officials at ZAMSA. Two Tanzanian convicted as immigration intensifies crackdown on illegal entries. In international news, locals dispute Nigerian army claim of 31 rescued after Easter attack. In sports news, Zesco United suspension lifted after agreement with the league. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Christians and pastors from various denominations have pledged to work with lawyer Dickson Jere and endorsed him for Lusaka Central seat. The pastors say they have followed the works of Jere since his time as a journalist and have been pleased with his commitment to public service. The pastors, however, cautioned Jere to be present in the constituency, saying they feel betrayed when MPs disappear after elections. The pastors of Twin Palm Fellowship made the remarks when they held a meeting with Jere in Bauleni compound of Lusaka Central. Council chairperson for Mwense, Stefani Chikota, has officially announced his intentions to contest in the forthcoming UPND intra-party elections for the position of provincial chairperson for Lopula Province. Chikota says his decision follows extensive consultations with party members and careful consideration of their concerns, views and aspiration. Chikota emphasized that his decision to enter the race is driven from a stronger sense of duty and commitment to both the party and the people of Lwapula Province. He further pledged to promote unity, transparency, accountability and inclusive leadership within party structures if elected. The Minister of Health, Alex Katangwa, has taken decisive administrative action aimed at restoring integrity, transparency, and public confidence in the operation of the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supply Agents. The Minister has, with immediate effect, revoked the appointment of Kigan Mwape, Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia President, as the board member, citing his mandate to ensure efficiency and accountability within the institution. The actions comes amid growing concerns surrounding governance and procurement practices at the agents responsible for the supply of essential medicines and medical supplies in Zambia. To further strengthen oversight and allow for investigation, several senior officials within ZAMSA have also been suspended with immediate effect.
Continued effort to improve performance and safeguard public resources, I have with immediate effect revoked the appointment of Mr. Kigan Mwape, President of the Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, as board member of ZAMSA. The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia is hereby requested to nominate another representative in accordance with the provisions of its governing act. Further, following consultations with ZAMSA management and the board, and in order to strengthen procurement systems and ensure the timely delivery of medicines and medical supplies across the country, the following officers have been suspended with immediate effect.
The Department of Immigration Zambia has secured the conviction of two Tanzanian nationals for helping and abetting illegal immigrants as authorities step up enforcement effort to safeguard the country's borders. The duo was convicted on March 27, 2026, under the Immigration and Deportation Act, Chapter 123 of the Laws of Zambia. They were each fined 100,000 kwacha or faced 9 months simple imprisonment in default of payment. the conviction team from an operation conducted on 3rd March 2026 in Nakonde, where immigration officers working alongside the Drug Enforcement Commission interrupted two fuel tankers, trucks carrying 21 Ethiopian nationals concealed in a compartment in an attempt to enter Zambia illegally. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshika says the tanker trucks initially impounded were later released to their owners following due court process.
In a notable case at Kasumbalesa Border Control, a Congolese national was apprehended for multiple serious offences following intelligence-led operations. Investigations revealed that the suspect concealed his true identity and nationality, unlawfully obtained and possessed more than one Zambian national registration card, and used the same to misrepresent himself to public officers. He was further found to have provided false information to immigration officers and to have been unlawfully staying in the country. The suspect remains in lawful custody pending prosecution and subsequent removal.
This is Church News.
Still with me, and now in Church News, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has urged members of the clergy to desist from relying on artificial intelligence AI to generate church sermons. EFZ Executive Director Alan Kasungami says the word of God preached at the pulpit must be inspired by God through prayers, preparations, and reflection rather than being generated by AI tools. Reverend Kasungami acknowledged that while the clergy may use AI to support their works, it should not be the source of sermons content. He encouraged the clergy to dedicate time to study the Bible and engaging in prayers before preparing sermons for their congregations. Reverend Kasungami further stressed the importance of remaining rooted to the true gospel and avoiding sensational preaching aimed at attracting large numbers. With that church news item, we now go into a short break. We still have more in international sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ITU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International news. Welcome back and thank you for staying tuned to One Love Radio News. Residents of Nigerian community have disputed the army's assertion that it rescued 31 civilians held hostage following a Sunday morning church attack in the north. The army had said that it freed the civilians seized by gunmen who had attacked a church in Ariko, Kaduna State during Easter celebrations. The authorities said 5 civilians had been killed, but a local church official put the number of dead at 7. But the president of the Ariko Community Association, Joseph Ariko, told the BBC that the captives were still unaccounted for and asked the army to name the rescued. For more in international news, we monitor BBC.
President Trump has reiterated his threat to Iran's leaders, saying that a whole civilization will die tonight unless they agree to a deal. The U.S. says it's carried out strikes on military targets on Kharg Island, Iran's main terminal for oil exports. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have said they'll retaliate beyond the Middle East. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the Israeli military has targeted railways and bridges in Iran. Iranian media say a railway bridge was struck in Kashan, killing 2 people, and another bridge was hit near the city of Qum. The authorities in Turkey say a gunman has been killed and 2 others wounded in a shootout near the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. At least 2 police officers were